so I can, you know, pick up a tune real fast. They sung through the first verse, and boy, I got with them. I sung all 7 verses, you know. I just had a ball. And I looked around me, you know, and all the people that are there are older people, no children at church. And I looked around me, and I thought, well, I wonder if, you know, these are considered to be the saved people or what. You know, it's just really, it's real for me to, hard for me to understand.
Where was your husband's mother born?
She was born here.
In Bernice or,
Canaan. She was born in Canaan.
And how much education did she have?
5th grade.
And did she work or
not? No, she got married when she was, I think, 15. Had 11 children.
What's your husband's ancestry? Where is, can you trace it back in your country? Or?
North Carolina. Mm-hmm. And then England, I think. Mm-hmm. They came from England. Well, in fact, the business, the very first shipload of settlers that came to Virginia, there was a William Rhodes, a boy, a laborer, on that ship. Out of the 100, was it 165 or something like that, that came?
Mm-hmm.
And he was about, they called him a boy, so I get something like 16 years old or something. Uh-huh. And he was on that ship, and his name is on there. We went up summer before last to Williamsburg, and went to Jamestown, and it's on this huge plaque in Jamestown, at Jamestown. His name is on there where he came, see.
Your father-in-law, was he a senator when Huey Long was?
Yes, they were personal friends, and he thought, boy, Huey Long could do no good. My husband doesn't think too much of Huey Long or his brothers. And then after he, you know, was assassinated and everything, and Earl, his brother, came in, you know. And my husband's home, mother and father, after all the children were gone from home, built a home right up here in the middle of town. And Earl would, when he was politicking, he would come up here with this big flat-bottom truck and all the speakers and things, and he would park in Virgil's daddy's front yard. That would be his headquarters. And he would be just about drunk every time he came. But boy, he would use that gargling stuff. And you know, Virgil's daddy doesn't even drink coffee, tea, smoke, or anything, you know. Oh, he is so clean.
Mm-hmm.
And Virgil would say, Dad, I believe old Earl's about under. What you talking about, son? And he'd say, Paulie and Earl about drunk? Oh, no, son, said, he's taking medication, said he told me. He's taking medication. Earl's about sick. He's got a real bad cold. And that's what he would tell Virgil's daddy, and he would believe it, you know, and he'd be about, I saw him nearly fall off the back of that flat-bottom truck up there one day. He was so drunk. But Virgil's daddy was real gullible, real sweet and good, and he'd get the people's votes because he was so honest and so sweet and good. But then when he got in there, he was so gullible till all these old crooks in politics could just use him like everything. Because he believed everything they told him.
Most people around here, though, were very much for Huey Long, though, weren't they?
Well, yes, because, he gave us free school books and materials, and he did great things for the people, but it's probably far the best that he did pass on, because I don't know what, if he had kept going, I think he would have probably tried to be a dictator if he had kept on.
Tell me about the house that you grew up in. Did y'all move much?
No, never moved.
Could you make sort of a sketch of the floor plan of the house? I'm interested just in, like, what you call the rooms.
Now, wait a minute. We had,